I'm Laura McNamara speaking with John Turback, and he is the traffic manager for the Fort Leavenworth military base in Kansas, and he's here to learn about E85. So let's talk about why you did come to this forum today.
Basically to find out all the information I can on the flex fuel vehicles, specifically E85, to stay within the realms and the context of the executive order the president signed a while back. Currently, we have a total of 250 vehicles, but they're not all flex fuel at this time. But ultimately, with GSA purchases over the next few years, the fleet should be much larger on flex fuel. Therefore, we would like to find out how we can get this infrastructure so we can use these vehicles and use the flex fuel, and also at the least expense possible so we don't have to build more infrastructure on the post, which right now is limited. Best case is to find an organization that's right outside the gate within the 5-mile, 15-minute limitation that would help, because it would benefit us, it would benefit the community, and the clean airs in itself.
How far along are you guys in this exploration of figuring out where to get the E85?
Basically, I'm getting in on the ground floor now, because it was hard to find anybody who knew anything about the E85. We did have some messages and stuff down, but initially, because we have such a small amount of vehicles, it didn't apply to us. But since we're starting to grow and get more vehicles from GSA, we're trying to get ahead of the power curve and react, be proactive, instead of have to react.
Well, that's a good mindset to have. I think that covers the questions I had for you. Anything you want to add?
No, thanks.
All right. Hope you find what you're looking for.
Me too. Thanks.
Thanks.